This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about the passing of the Reverend Jerry Falwell. The closest I ever came to Jerry Falwell was a 1983 debate I had with Cal Thomas, then the vice president of the Moral Majority, and now a nationally syndicated columnist. For the first time in my debating career, I actually experienced stage fright, but I soon recovered my confidence and made some good points. At the end of the evening, Thomas came over to me and put his arm around me and said, "Nick, I would love to take a class from you sometime." In 1980, Falwell agreed with Bailey Smith, president of the Southern Baptist Convention, that God does not answer the prayers of Jews. Falwell always condemned secular humanists, but for someone to restrict the actions of an omnipotent and free deity is the height of humanistic hubris. In a 1958 sermon, Falwell declared that the segregation of the races was divinely ordained. When God has drawn a line of distinction, we should not attempt to cross that line. Here is yet another example of the arrogance usually attributed to humanists, of fundamentalist ministers claiming to have the truth about texts written and transmitted by fallible human beings who were not witnesses to the events about which they were writing. After the Holocaust, there is nothing uglier and more reprehensible than anti-Semitism. But the Jewish prayer example was only one of many. In January 1999, Falwell proclaimed that the Antichrist was now alive among us and that he was a Jewish male. The most famous offense was the linking of the 9/11 attacks to the ACLU, the People for the American Way, pagans, abortionists, gays, and lesbians. Addressing them directly, he said, "You made this happen." Speaking about his brash statements to NPR on June 30th, 2006, he said that none of them happened by chance. This makes all of his apologies for the statements above rather suspect. For example, he apologized for his 9/11 statements, but then essentially repeated them, not once but twice, on NPR and CNN. He once said, "Thank God for those gay demonstrators. If I didn't have them, I'd have to invent them. They gave me all the publicity I needed." When Larry King was asked why he had Falwell on his show so many times, his response was, "He gets people mad." Journalists such as King are partially responsible for the deep fissures that Falwell and others like him have created in American culture. Sadly, there are many evangelists waiting in the wings to take Falwell's place. Douglas Wilson, pastor of Moscow's second largest church, is one of them. Wilson has written The Serrated Edge, a book in which he defends the use of cutting humor to advance the gospel. Wilson and Falwell are masters at applying their crooked blades to the body politic. Wilson, however, is different from Falwell in at least one respect. He has yet to apologize for any of his serial serrations. He warns his flock never to be embarrassed by what the Bible literally says, even if it means ancient laws that allow slavery or mandates capital punishment for homosexuality, adultery, child disobedience, and apostasy. In 1987, when Falwell dissolved the Moral Majority, he said, "I shudder to think where the country would be right now if the religious right had not evolved." Yes, Jerry, we are all shuddering, but for the opposite reason. Falwell's former vice president, Cal Thomas, sums it up best. Little was accomplished in the political arena, and much was lost in the spiritual realm. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.